Ryerson University Magazine Alumni Diary Profiles: A Canadian Walks into a Studio. RTA Alum Makes His Mark at ESPN by Sean Fitzgerald, Journalism 00. Adnan Virk, RTA 00, is the first Muslim anchor at sports broadcasting powerhouse ESPN. Photographed by Joe Ferrioni / ESPN Images in 2010, a few months after Adnan Virk, RTA 00, began work as an anchor at ESPN, he went over some of his tape with the talent coach. "The first thing, number 8212, man, you really sound Canadian, huh?" Virk also enrolled in a course with interviewing guru John Sawatsky, and he had a question to ask. "Sorry, John," Virk said one day, "I was just curious." "Oh," the instructor responded. "How very Canadian, number 8212, to begin by saying sorry." Virk smiled as he told the stories. "I asked somebody recently, 'Do you think I have a Canadian accent?' He remembered. And he goes, 'Ah, it comes here and there, but it's not as strong as when you were first in the United States.'" His parents are from Lahore, Pakistan, and moved to Canada in 1972, before he was born. The family bought a convenience store outside Kingston, Ontario, and his mother would run the day shift, before his father covered the night shift, after wrapping up his day job as a computer programmer with the provincial government. Virk moved to Toronto to study broadcasting at Ryerson University, and graduated into a diverse career that led him to work across the television spectrum. He worked as an associate producer at TSN, then a co-host on Omni Television, and as a host on an upstart Canadian sports network called The Score. When he joined the U.S. sports broadcasting powerhouse ESPN, it was more than a turn in his career path. He became the first Muslim hired as an anchor. Virk became a trailblazer. "I don't know about that," he said with a smile. "I don't think kids are flooding the mosque and running to Ryerson RTA. I'm going to be like Adnan Virk one day." He chuckled. "But I mean, hey," he said, "if that changes anything, it's a good thing." 36, number 8195, Ryerson University Magazine, Winter 2018.